Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldog Brunch. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, live from the Hilltop Grill in Athens, welcome to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. We're wrapping up the Dogs football weekend and taking your calls. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy, is brought to you in part by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. Proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Gander RV and Outdoors of Atlanta. Five Market Realty. Athens Local Real Estate Company. Helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens. Visit 5mrealty.com. Landmark Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And by the Hilltop Grill in Athens. Now, along with Georgia Hall of Famer Kevin Butler, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
The Georgia Bulldogs are 11-0 and winners of 15 games in a row. The nation's top-ranked team on the heels of 8 straight Southeastern Conference contests. And with the arch-rival Yellow Jackets looming on deck Saturday on the flats, Georgia tuned up with a 56-7 win over Charleston Southern yesterday. Chapel Bell ringing has been all season long, and now every game about championships, beginning Saturday with the state championship. Tech, by the way, a loser yesterday to Notre Dame, 55-0 in South Bend. Good morning from the Hilltop Grill here in Athens, along with our network studio producer, Gus Wedekamp, our on-site producer engineer, Josh Connor, and our co-host, Bulldogs and Bears record-setting Hall of Fame legend, Kevin Butler. I'm Jeff Dantzler, welcoming you to the best brunch in all of Athens. It's the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy from the Hilltop Grill, where the bacon-wrapped shrimp are flying to a crisp. The gumbo, the crab bisque, and the red mule grits piping hot. Best part of the week, a Georgia football win and a Sunday morning at the Hilltop Grill for the Bulldog Brunch. The phone numbers to join us, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. You can tweet us, hashtag UGA Dog Talk. Kevin at The Real Butthead and yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. And KB, this Georgia team in some rarefied air. First time 11-0 since the iconic Dogs of 82 and the 15-game winning streak tied for the second longest in program history.
Yeah, it's quite an accomplishment that this senior class has done, and they just keep doing more. They can add on to it with each win, and certainly if they can get, four more wins, that would be a very special time in the University of Georgia, and they'll certainly cement their place in history. So they did what they've been doing all year. Yesterday went out and just took care of the Buccaneers from Charleston Southern yesterday handily. Probably would have been scored more if we hadn't turned the ball over three times. I think that's something that we've really got to start focusing on. What you can bring out of this game is a lot of happy seniors, a lot of happy families, a lot of recognition. You did what you're supposed to do, but still a little bit sloppy. And those turnovers are going to be costly getting into the SEC championship game and they're on after. So that's the one thing that just kind of stuck out to me. I think all the guys played good. I was great to see a lot of the young freshmen getting in there. I liked what I saw on the offensive line. We had some big boys in there moving around. They looked sure of themselves. So that was kind of one of the things I look for when you get the guys in there for the first time. So I think all in all, didn't get anybody hurt. Had a great day. It was fun. Had my parents, Sharon and Joe, there. They loved it. We had a great salute to our military again. We had the flyover with the Blackhawks. And I think it was a Huey also. Just unbelievable day. Great way to finish a home season, especially for the seniors. And then the icing on the cake, the big man, D. taking it up and over the top. Jordan Davis doing his best Herschel Walker impersonation. I loved it.
It was indeed a magnificent Saturday. You had Jordan Davis with the punctuation right there. As KB pointed out, tremendous tribute to the military. Special day for the seniors in Georgia under Kirby Smart's watch. Undefeated at home now for the fourth time in the last 5 years. It's the Dogs and Tech coming up on Saturday. A lot to digest from yesterday. What went on in college football last night, the ramifications moving forward. Everybody had fun yesterday. We're going to have fun this morning, too. It's the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. It's the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldogs. When you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place. But it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our seven Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
You know what's fun about the holidays? Yep, it's shopping. Well, the Georgia Lottery and Fantasy Five are about to up the fun with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Every week in November, five winners will win $5,000 to go shopping. Just enter your non-winning Fantasy Five ticket at fantasy5giveaway.com. And who knows, you could win $5,000 to buy whatever you want. It all happens in November. So play Fantasy Five from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back. It's the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Having a great time here on a Sunday morning, beautiful fall Sunday morning.
Yeah, they got the fire going, which was key. The fire was going.
Got to have
it going. It was raging much more today than it was last week. So whoever's doing the fire is definitely getting back into the groove of it.
Fire stoker.
Stoking it up good.
Mid-season form.
Yeah, anytime it can just warm the back up, just feels wonderful.
Yeah, well, KB, he's had his hips, he's had his knees, the back. No, not knees. He's more machine than man now, to quote Obi-Wan Kenobi, but he's still got the biggest heart and the greatest leg of all time, the College Football Hall of Fame. Got some fans from Toccoa rolling down here. That's great.
Right.
They were hanging out at Goats on the Roof earlier, and hanging out at the bar. We've got a young fan named Grant Comer.
He's playing a new game.
Yes, he is eating his weight in bacon-wrapped shrimp. And every time we say it, yes, Grant from Charlotte has to eat a shrimp.
Bacon-wrapped shrimp.
He's got to eat a shrimp.
Bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Sounds like a good game to me.
If you hear somebody choking in there, it's because they have three pieces of bacon-wrapped shrimp in their mouth.
All right, I made my first Star Wars reference. Did you happen to see the nice little troll that Eli Drinkwitz in Missouri did yesterday? Josh Connor did.
Yes, I did.
Did you like that?
It was fabulous.
Yes.
It's like poking the clown.
Don't poke the bear. No.
Poke the clown.
Poke the clown.
Yeah. I mean,
he did that last year.
Well, yeah, he put the little helmet on and was everything and – yesterday, he just did he Obi-Wan Kenobi him? Is that what he would have done?
Mm-hmm. Yoda. So I figured you would like that, KB. And it was a day. My friend Bill Young texted me this morning and said, JB, the Dogs won. Florida, Auburn, and Tech all lost.
That's a great day.
It's an inside straight right there.
Yeah, it's a great day. And then, you know, our goal this week is to beat Notre Dame, and that would be 56-0 versus our boys at Georgia Tech. I've got, you know, I've got a list of my Georgia Techies in my life that I will at some point today start ripping on. I told them I'd give them a week of just some radio blasting.
All right.
And that would be to Tim Shingleton, Rusty Bennett, Sadiq Abukari, and Patrick Sugar. These are four guys that will lose terribly Saturday. I will just hound them all week. And
don't get cocky.
Boy, I'm very cocky right now, to be honest with you.
They didn't even try yesterday.
On Sunday.
They're all in for us.
Good. They can all be in there. They're all going down.
We better be ready.
They're 114th out of 130 ranked teams in defense.
Okay.
And that scares you.
Need to drop them.
Will that scare you?
Always worried about the enemy because they're all in.
They're not the enemy this year.
Two years ago, they're not even
the enemy. They're just there laying on the floor ready to be stepped upon.
152-7, yet had our best player get hurt and our best wide receiver get suspended for the first half of the next game. You got to go
all
in.
What did that have to do with the other team?
Well, it hurt us the next week.
Well, that's the players. That's not the other team.
Yeah,
I don't think our players are like that anymore.
Just got to be ready for Tech. It's the biggest game of them all.
No,
state championship.
No,
it is.
The next week is much bigger.
Well, we got to win next week.
I need to get you thinking more
for
like
the game
a football
the week
player
after that.
Not a bipolar fan.
I hope our football players are focused on one game and one game only, Tech. All right, let's go to the killer from Kennesaw. She's focused
killer,
every day. Killer.
Talk to me.
Good morning, Kevin and Jeff.
Oh,
it's a beautiful day to be a Bulldog. Beautiful day in Sanford Stadium yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I love my favorite part of it was when the big guy made his touchdown. That was just awesome. Kept hoping we were going to run back a kick. We were twice one tackle away from doing it. Maybe that'll happen against the Bees. And to celebrate Bowers' two touchdowns yesterday, we had to open up a couple of good bottles of Napa Cabernet.
I love it, Killer. Cab.
I love it.
Smooth like a cab.
I tell you what, I really felt like that would be a good nickname for him, but he is certainly getting better with age. I'm telling you, he is playing at a level that I don't think many tight ends are playing like. Comes to mind. The kid that played last year at Florida.
Pitts.
Yep.
Kyle Pitts, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's kind of impact he's making. Kyle Pitts, you knew where he was every time. He was making plays, and then when he caught the ball, doing even more special things. He's doing it at the next level, and Brock came in as a freshman and is getting it done, and he'll soon be at the next level, too, if he keeps improving just like he does game by game.
Hey, with Bowers and Darnell Washington, that's the best tight end punch in America. The phone numbers to join us, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. He's a pretty darn good number three, isn't
he? Heck, yeah.
We've got Daniel with us from Monroe. Daniel, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, Kevin and JD. How are you?
Hey, Daniel, doing great. What you got for us?
Hello,
go ahead.
Hello?
All right, Daniel.
Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Good, man. What a great day, senior-wise. I'll piggyback off of what Killer said. That was incredible. And from where I was sitting, down at the end of the game, I kind of moved towards down closer to the hedges so I could see the game a little closer. And those little Charleston Southern guys, they look like Vignonites. I mean, they look like little small soldiers you could put on your little shoulder, basically. They were tiny compared to our big guys on the defense. But needless to say, that was an incredible time. But when I was leaving, I was exiting, and it's the entire football team I don't know if anyone has told you or if you've seen the video, but the entire football team and fans kind of flooded over towards the band section. And the big guy himself, 99, got up there and directed his moment in glory and his final time at under the or basically at Sanford Stadium. But what are some things that we have to work on? Well, I know one is turnovers. We can't turn over the ball next week against Georgia Tech at all, even though I think we're still going to demolish them and win the state championship again. We have to make up for it last year. But is there something that Tech's weak at that we can monopolize or take advantage of next week? And let's focus on them. Then we'll worry about Alabama when we cross that line.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate
You know, the way that you really have to keep going forward with these guys is just, focus, just like you say, Jeff, I mean, game by game. But the turnovers are the one thing that sticks out right off the bat. You know, the one thing I always wonder about is, you know, if our offensive line can get out there and, I don't know, get a little bit – I always want to see a little bit more spread, a little bit more gap in them. I think that plays into our great athletic ability. I think our offensive linemen are quick enough to move, but obviously that's not something that is in the game plan or has been practiced. But I think Munkin is going to be the key, obviously, when we get into the SEC championship game. The offensive coordinators from each of these teams are going to be one of the biggest factors of what they can do differently from different formations against the top teams that each of them have played at that point. So, I think there's a lot that Georgia does that we haven't even seen. And I think that's been due to a couple of things, our opponents and not needing to, and then injuries. And we're getting a little bit healthier as it goes along, especially at that wide receiver position.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was great to see Dominic Blaylock back yesterday, and Jermaine Burton, when he's healthy, he's a difference maker out there. As far as Tech, Kevin brought it up, their defense has really struggled this year. They do have some good speed up front. Now, offensively, they've put up some points. Jahmyr Gibbs is a heck of a back. He's a great return man, and they've got a couple of good quarterbacks. But this is a game where Georgia's offense needs to go out and really show what it's got, take the lead there. The defense ought to be able to play off of that. And, of course, you got to play sound on special teams. Last two meetings with Tech, Georgia fumbled a punt, and Tech got an onside kick, and Tech ran a kickoff back for a touchdown back in 2018. So, got to be sound on special teams.
Yep, got to have special teams. And, you know, you're right, Georgia Tech's offense can score. I think they had zero yesterday.
Yesterday they had the old goose egg.
You kids at home that can't count, you can follow that offense. Could be your favorite production right there. Our team will shut them out this week. Our team is totally into that. That's what our defense builds their character on. That's what they really like to do. It's not because it's just Georgia Tech. Every defense has, you know, their hidden little goals. This one is about shutting down offenses and not letting them score.
Dogs a winner yesterday over Charleston Southern, 56-7. High noon kickoff from the flats. It's the Bulldog Brunch, and it's presented by PT Solutions. Feel better, feel stronger, feel unstoppable with PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Schedule your appointment today at ptsolutions.com, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. It smells great. You got the fire going. You got bacon wrap shrimp, you got the crab bisque, you got the Creole omelet, and of course the crab cake Benedict with the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, aka the Dog Pack. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dawgs.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Merriweather & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest-growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go.
O'Charley's!
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
All right.
Welcome back. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Hey, great to see my friend Dr. Gary Orris from over in Cumming here. And when you talk about the things, Kirby has done such a great job with the lineage. By the way, his son Nicholas at med school now. But Gary's dad, Frank Orris, played back for Wally Butch back in the 1950s. So had a plaque erected in his honor. And that's part of what we talk about with that authenticity with Kirby, with Mary Beth. They're Bulldogs through and through, and it spans the generations. And that is very important, especially to old dogs like us as we run towards the end of our first quarter today from the Bulldog Brunch at the Hilltop Grill, where the bacon-wrapped shrimp are frying. I'm telling you, just jumping out of the fryer there.
Our kids having to eat a lot up there.
Lot of
bacon-wrapped shrimp.
You got the crab bisque. You got the gumbo. You got to let the Creole omelet. It's shrimp, it's cheese, and it's eggs. It's great stuff. We'll talk some PT Solutions when we come back. We got the Buckhead Bulldog. We got Carl on hold. You guys hang in there. We'll get to you just around the corner. Dogs, a 56-7 winner yesterday. The Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the fabulous Hilltop Grill here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
There's nothing like cheering on the dogs with 92,746 friends. And if we keep staying safe, we'll get back there soon. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're proud to serve our community through the pandemic, and we're grateful for your help. The past year has been tough, but there's hope around the corner. Classic Georgia game days can be in our future. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on, and go Dawgs.
You know what's fun about the holidays? Yep, it's shopping. Well, the Georgia Lottery and Fantasy Five are about to up the fun with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Every week in November, five winners will win $5,000 to go shopping. Just enter your non-winning Fantasy Five ticket at fantasy5giveaway.com. And who knows, you could win $5,000 to buy whatever you want. It all happens in November. So play Fantasy Five from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place, but it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our seven Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, where the bacon-wrapped shrimp have been unleashed. Got Josh Connor in today, doing a great job, pinch hitting for the road dog, Adam Gillespie. Our buddy Gus Wedekamp is back at Mission Control. We've loved having Gus with us all season long. And the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions. When it comes to PT Solutions, it's about feeling better, feeling stronger, feeling unstoppable. PT Solutions, physical therapy. So schedule your appointment today at ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. And we now have on the phone with us Mr. Dr. Dale Yake, who is the CEO of PT Solutions. And Dale, appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jeff. I appreciate you having me on. Kevin, I hope everybody's doing well in your family, the kids. Being from Pittsburgh, obviously, with Drew having been there, we have a little connection there. Hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah, they're all doing great, and his young daughters are getting bigger and bigger, and life is good.
Dale, we got to get Kevin in to see. You know, he's got the hip and his back. He comes over here to Hilltop and sits in front of the fire all the time. So you got to take good care of him, and that's what you guys do at PT Solutions.
Well, all those kicks he made in those years, I can understand it. You know, Kevin, would you ever imagine that folks would be kicking 61-yard field goals in high school now? It's just off topic here, but it's just crazy.
Out
of Fort Payne, Alabama, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the kids, much like every other position, they just train at it, and they kind of put all their time and effort into it, and you're seeing kickers just get stronger and punters get stronger. So it's, I think those two positions are keeping up with the game.
It's amazing. I know he's an Auburn recruit. We probably shouldn't mention him, but and then Justin Tucker in the NFL, obviously, is 66-yard earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
Tucker. Jeff, it's great to be your partner on this show, and we're glad to be affiliated with the number one Bulldogs. Obviously, it's quite amazing. What a year.
No, it's been spectacular. And, Dale, you guys do such a great job. Why don't you take everybody – we talk about you guys every week, obviously, but just kind of tell everybody what you do with PT Solutions.
You know what we really do, Jeff, to bring the heart of it, is we try to use science and our experiences, given the patients that we've seen before, to bring to the patient in front of us. And I think that's very much what Ron Corson, while now AD Ron Corson, brings to the Bulldogs, is trying to bring high-level science to the patient that's in front of you so that they have the best outcome, feel the best they can, the quickest they can, to get back to the things they want to do. And a lot of our patients, fortunately, are able to get back to things that they didn't think they could do again. And so treating them, treating all their injuries, everything from head to toe and concussion and all those things that may come up, that's what we do across the country.
Well, Dale, with you being a doctor and Kevin being a great player, you guys could speak to this. One of the tight ropes, and I'm sure you guys walk this too, when Adrian Peterson had that just incredible recovery from his torn ACL, basically sits 8-9 months, comes out and leads the league in rushing. Now, that was a pretty amazing thing, but then at the same time, it was probably a bad thing because I think we've seen a lot of kids, a lot of players try and come back too soon, then they re-aggravate that injury. So you really are walking that tightrope. These guys want to be back as soon as possible, yet you have to have that proper healing time.
You do. Tissue only heals at a certain rate, even with the best athletes in the world, right? This quick return began back in the 90s. We had a famous wide receiver, obviously – Kevin ran into him from the San Francisco 49ers, right? He had an ACL tear in early September and tried to come back later in the year. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Adrian Peterson. And, yes, every kid that tears their ACL asks us, hey, can I be back in 6 months? And the answer, it depends on the individual, but we really do need the thing to heal well. And what we notice out of athletes that have that particular injury is you'll see their performance improve after about a year and a half. And so it's not just the ACL healing itself, it's everything else. It's the time away from the game. Gosh, it's a lot, Jeff. It's all-encompassing, and that's what a good physical therapist will handle.
Yeah, I think that probably one of the challenges you have, and most people don't even equate it when they get to a physical therapist, they're talking so much about, you know, physically getting better, but that mental challenge y'all have got to be on top of, too, to help these people work through the pain and the gain.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Kevin. I think if we talk about all the training we do inside PT Solutions, yes, it's on the biomechanics, it's on tissue healing, the chemistry of the body, obviously very important. But the biggest thing is that motivational factor and understanding this is a human being dealing with many other stressors. And particularly when you're seeing kids, that is a big deal. We see a number of kids with our high school affiliations and other sports, but gosh, you're dealing with a lot at any level, and you have to be a good psychologist, even as a physical therapist.
So there is hope you could maybe help Jeff.
Well, you know, Jeff, I spent a little time with Jeff this summer, you know, at the preview. And, all yeah, right, we got a long way to go there.
Yeah, I was going to say so. You've already thrown the book in on that one.
I think that ship might have left the proverbial harbor many years ago there. Well, Dale, I know we talked about it, too, and you guys do such a great job over at PT Solutions. And I know how proud you are to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs.
Boy, it's impressive. I know it's hard not to look ahead a couple weeks, but we're really excited about the championship game. We got to get through Georgia Tech next week. Can't look past that, but it's going to be fun. A fun ride here going on, and I think it's fun to see how Kirby's developed in his sixth year and watching him. Being a CEO, watching him now be a better CEO, I think he'd say the same thing, right, Jeff? You're around him a lot. I think he's grown as a leader.
He has, and I think for everybody, you have to continue to evolve, and he did a lot of things in the offseason to try and make himself better. And, you know, in this business, I guess in any business, but when you're at that high level, if you're just – even if you're the best, if you're just standing still, somebody's going to pass you, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what Kirby does that all the time. He has grown as a CEO, and that's cool to hear your perspective being – in charge of a large group yourself, and you know, that's what keeps Georgia at the forefront right now.
Yeah, yesterday's an example, right? I think you pointed it out earlier, Kevin. It's a little bit of a bumbling, stumbling turnover game, but that said, they didn't let down in this game, and I think that as a head coach, CEO, that getting effort out of everyone at all levels, even the freshmen, is important, and I think we saw that yesterday. That's what we've seen every.
Well, Dale, it's been great talking to you, and thank you for all you do with PT Solutions. You guys do a great job, and we're certainly proud of our partnership with you. Get over here and get your Creole omelet as soon as you can, all right?
Got to do it, guys. Take care. Have a good Sunday.
All right. Thank you very much. That is the doctor, the president, the CEO, Dale Yake from PT Solutions. Feel better, feel stronger, feel unstoppable with PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Schedule your appointment today at ptsolutions.com, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. We will eat some bacon-wrapped shrimp and return to the phones as we continue on with the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill here on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. With locations throughout the Southeast, Pruitt Health is open 24/7 for your skilled nursing and home health needs. Our family business has served your family for more than 50 years. Our healthcare heroes expertly provide your loved one with care and compassion, because that's what family does. Learn more at PruittHealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs!
Hey, Bulldogs, when you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
The biggest schools.
Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown.
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 Touchdown, Alabama.
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete. You cannot hit the line.
Michigan. Game over.
He's in. Touchdown, Gators. How much?
This is the College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Well, there you heard it. Five Market Realty Hotline, 888 888- 81 Dogs, 888-813-2947. Five Market Realty, Athens' local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com. We are devouring bacon-wrapped shrimp at a frantic pace here at the fabulous Hilltop Grill. Josh Connor being too nice, he only ate one and said, well, I didn't want to take them all. And KB said, well, you better get in there.
So you get them, you know, because we know who to order more through.
Yes, that's exactly right. They will
We ordered these from different places and bring them in here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's we got different sparks within the restaurant. Yeah, the shrimp off there, you get a little marker 7 buffalo shrimp. Don't forget those coconut shrimp as well. Kirby Smart All Access KB will be up at midnight tonight. WSB TV Channel 2. It's the latest episode of Kirby Smart All Access, recapping the victory over Charleston Southern. Kirby Smart All Access tonight, midnight, WSB TV Channel 2. Anytime next week, GeorgiaDogs.com.
Do you interview him for that show?
No.
Yeah, but you're over at the house when they film it?
No, I am not.
Really?
No. I'm way low on that totem pole. You know that, man.
No, you meet with the guy every day, look him in the eye, y'all draw up plays on napkins and stuff. I think it's... I know a lot of people out there would love to do that with you. Maybe we could raffle that off one day.
Yeah, I think that'd go over well with him.
Yeah,
I do.
He's open.
We got a suggestion box here. All right, let's go to the phones. Five Market Realty Hotline.
I believe his suggestion box would be like in the middle of a lake without a boat.
Jump right on in there.
Yeah, you want to go?
It's at the bottom of the lake. We got the Buckhead Bulldog with us. Hey, Buckhead, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Man, it's great to be number one. But, you know, being a lawyer, my favorite initials are J.D. And let me tell you, he epitomizes the camaraderie and the team spirit. And it didn't just him. I remember when Jackson blocked the punt, first thing he did was turn to his other teammates and congratulate them for helping, not holding the ball up and saying how great he was. The whole team just digs on each other. And I have not seen a team spirit like that, believe it or not, since the Herschel days. And this team, is destined for everything. But humility's only a week away, and we got to beat that North Avenue Trade School. I never call them anything other than the North Avenue Trade School. And we're going to crush them and shut them out.
I love it.
I'll be there. Go Dogs.
All right. Thank you, Buckhead. You talk about that camaraderie, and you know, those teams will always have the most special place in my heart, those early 80s seasons. That was right in my wheelhouse. I was 8, 9, 10, and 11 from 80 through 83. And occasionally I'll go back and watch some old games and some old highlights. And that is one thing, though, Kevin, you know, beyond the great talent, the great fight and heart and hustle and everything that those phenomenal, unforgettable teams of the early 80s had. It's great to see, you know, when you guys would make a tackle or make a big run, the celebration, it was everybody getting in there together. You know, Herschel would hand the ball to the referee when he would score, go celebrate with his offensive lineman. And I do see a lot of that in this team because, you know, thinking back to Herschel Walker and Irk Russell and Vince Dooley, big team, little me, this team seems to epitomize that.
Yeah, you know, we did a lot of that when I think back on it, and you really didn't – I don't think we thought of it like, you know, that. It was just that –
it was organic.
That togetherness of the team, that one for all for one mentality. You know, but I do remember, I mean, at Florida, we talked about it in pregame. We talked about it as a team, offense and defense. First play, we're gonna sweep it to Herschel. One year, first play, we're going to fake it to Herschel. We're going to throw it deep. We get it Georgia Tech. We're going to fake it to Herschel. We're going to throw it deep. And when it hit, it was the whole team's play, both offense and defense, because everybody was in on it. Just like Jordan's touchdown yesterday, everybody knew that was going to happen. That lift the whole team up. It was a team goal and a team win when you do things like that.
Great stuff at the UGA Bookstore, folks. Christmas coming up. UGA Bookstore, Bubba Watson's going to be signing from 1 until 3 today. His new book, Up and Down. UGA Bookstore, best selection of Bulldog clothing and gifts. Located next door to Sanford Stadium. Open every day and online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop for their Christmas gifts. Let's go to our friend Carl from Dawson. Carl, good morning to you and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, fellas. After number 99 got his touchdown yesterday, Don't tell anybody, but I had a tear in my eye because I want him to win the Heisman Trophy. And I want to ask you guys, what can Georgia's offense do to get more love? Because everybody's talking about the defense. And I'll hang up and listen. Go Dawgs.
Thank you, Carl. And it, for, to the first point first there, Kevin, you talk about Jordan Davis, his name getting thrown out there. The Georgia defense has been the most dominating unit. You talk about doing something for one of your guys. Best tight end in the country, Brock Bowers, gets him a little stat sheet stuffer yesterday with a couple of touchdowns. Those are things that a lot of people, including recruits, because ABC, right, buddy, always be recruiting. A lot of people take notice. That's one of the first things that came to mind yesterday with the TDs by Big 99 and the freshman 19.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just getting everybody involved, and it's given you a great recruiting story if you really want to hear it. It's, you know, you talk about we got the big bear Alexander coming in. I mean, you know what he wants to do right now already.
Touchdown,
he's
coach.
He's going to work
touchdown.
Hard, and he's going to earn it. You got to earn it.
You got to earn
not,
it.
You're
yeah.
not getting the chance.
No, no,
you got to earn it, and there's a lot of ways Big JD earned it. And,
yes.
And, you know, all the team knew he earned it. That's why they were excited about it. Hey, nobody wanted him to score more than a whole team. Believe me, he didn't want to score more than everybody else, but he knew
everybody
if he didn't
stadium,
score,
yeah.
got to get him back on the horse, get him over that thing, you know. And it was funny, got a little, you know, some friends that I told you, Georgia Tech, they go, y'all got Jordan Davis to score. What were y'all up, like 55 when you did
no.
it? I was like, excuse me, how about 0-0? I said, you should be familiar with that 0 because that's how many points y'all scored today.
That right there is a dagger right to the face.
You know what? We're going to get somebody else to score this week, too.
I like it. Well, Jalen Carter got one last year. That's good stuff. Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-81-DOGS, 888-813-2947.
And the caller asked about why isn't Georgia's offense getting love. You know, I think so, too. It's been just such a ho-hum year with how Georgia's gone about it. I mean, they're, you know, sixth, seventh in the nation in scoring offense, 40 points a game. You know, they're doing it. And, you know, whether they're not doing it as flashy as people like, or like in Ohio State who went out there and trash, I think the 114th pass defense in the nation could be last now. Michigan State is a horrible defense, and they got exposed yesterday. They weren't the seventh-ranked team. Nobody can be ranked in the top 10 and have a defense that plays like that. And I think the consistency of Georgia this year has been Alabama-like in the past years where people get bored with it, and it's not as flashy. But when it comes down to it, it's the game in the trenches.
And you're exactly right. And one of the things, though, this Georgia offense, and we talked about this, it doesn't necessarily dictate. You know, there's not that, oh, we're going to go out there and run for 300 yards every game, going to throw downfield. Todd Monken is calling great games, and it's a lot of – what the defense is lining up with, what areas can Georgia exploit. Let's go to Birdie from Athens. Birdie, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning.
Hey, Birdie, how are you?
I'm Papa, old man. How about y'all?
We're doing good, buddy. What you got for us?
First, I want to holler out to my buddy Scott Howard. He was a rookie when we was over there at WRLC with Larry Munson.
All right.
And this defense that we got, them wild dogs ain't no joke. I hope they keep beating down every team that they play. If they had to take the water boys off the bench, put them on the field. And Alabama, don't let them get away this time. We're supposed to have 3 national championships. Oh, that coach down there, he's smart, but I don't think he's smart as our coach. So let's win that national championship.
That's the goal, Birdie, and I love it. And so close so many times, and the dogs just knocking on the door right now. And, KB, I've just got a feeling this is a year that Georgia's going to knock it down.
Well, I mean, they've got everything set right in front of them. There's going to be some adversity they face going towards that. But, you know, I think that's the biggest question people outside of Georgia are going to have. You know, how's Georgia going to, you know, how are they going to react when they get in a tight game? Well, we've been in tight games, and you know how we reacted? We separated ourselves, and that's what good teams do.
Let's go to Cotton from here in Athens. Cotton, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Yes, sir. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Cotton.
Kevin, I was there with you in 80 and 81, so we got to do it again, baby. I got a Scott Warner chin strap in 80.
That's a good chin strap.
Yep, that was very special to me. I got all kind of collections of dog stuff, everything. And talking about Alabama, you know what? They got one quarterback, and he can't run from 17. He can't run from our whole defense before we catch him. He might have had 5 touchdown passes yesterday, but that's about all he's going to get. Because all of them going to take GM, too. Congratulations to all our seniors. They have done a wonderful job this year. And can't nobody complain. But we're going to get that national championship again. Don't say when, ask how, just when we do it.
And I like it.
Good
talking
to y'all boys
this morning.
Yeah, that's called positive thinking there. I was trying to teach some of that to Jeff yesterday.
It's hard. There's a lot of scar tissue there, but I'm always trying to turn over that new leaf. And
it's not hard to be positive. Look at your beautiful wife.
Now, that's a positive for sure.
So you should take that throughout your whole life.
I'm trying to do that. You know, that is pop psychology. You're the new Dr. Laura, by the way.
No, doctor. I'm a Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Much better hair, by the way.
Well, and he's syndicated, so there's a lot of cash coming in.
See, Josh, what you need to do is get syndicated, then get into reruns. That's when the big money comes rolling in.
That's right.
The big cash right there.
That's right.
All right, the Dogs and winner yesterday, it was Georgia 56 and Charleston Southern 7. And we have got 1 hour down and 1 hour to go. My buddy Robbie Kirk, my buddy Will Kirk here. Will is not wearing pants today. He's in shorts despite the temperature being in the 50s. I love it.
Will couldn't see that because his hair's in his
He's
eyes.
A youth football star down at Wolfson High School.
Will.
We're having a great time. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill presented by PT Solutions on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Black Friday sales event.
On a chilly day in Dallas, the Georgia Bulldogs upset the undefeated Texas Longhorns in the Cotton Bowl. Hey, this is Jeff Dantzler, and I'll tell you about it after this from Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. With the weather getting colder, it's time for your vehicle's winter amenities to shine. So let me tell you about the new 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee from Athens DCJR. It's got automatic start on your key fob, so it's nice and toasty when you hop in a couple of minutes later. There's heated seats and even a heated steering wheel. I love my new Jeep Grand Cherokee, so go visit my friends at Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and get yours today. Expect more, get more at Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence. January the 2nd, 1984, with a temperature in the 30s. The Dogs cashed in on a fumbled punt. John Lastinger raced 17 yards to pay dirt. Kevin Butler hit the PAT, and the defense was dominant in a 10-9 Georgia victory. I'm Jeff Dantzler for Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 4145 Atlanta Highway, or AthensDCJR.com.
Want more exclusive and behind-the-scenes Bulldogs content? More game highlights?
You got red and black everywhere.
Mic'd ups?
That's not good. Next play.
Press conferences?
Obviously excited about this game.
And original programming?
They always hear is the legacy, the tradition.
Search for the Georgia Bulldogs All Access channel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Georgia Bulldogs All Access, your official inside connection to Georgia football and all Georgia Bulldog sports.
Life is unpredictable. But having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Merriweather & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest-growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
It is hour number two. Best time of the week, a Georgia football victory in the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill. Young Josh Connor has ordered him a Creole omelet. The great Kevin Butler to my left's got some gumbo and French fries coming.
You're going to eat French fries, too. Don't just blame that on me.
Well, it don't count if you don't order them. And I'm Jeff Dantzler with some crab bisque. It is a come. The lovely Danielle taking great care of us. We love the Hilltop Grill and the Bulldog Brunch here on a Sunday morning after the Dogs win. Georgia 56, Charleston Southern 7 yesterday. Dogs are now 11-0 and winners of 15 in a row. Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. You can tweet us, hashtag UGA Dog Talk. Kevin at The Real Butthead, and yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. I need to get to some tweets. We just saw the Marsh Dog from down in St. Simons is here. Thanks to Jeff Ramsey from Albany. Thank you to B.G. Dixon. Thank you to Alexander. We appreciate you. Thank you to Brad, to Mitchell, to Jermaine, Worse Than Bonkers, the Airborne Dog, rolling back to Hinesville. Thank you, Airborne. Great to see you yesterday. Thank you to my buddy Ty Wheeler over in Hotlanta, GA. Fletcher Proctor, he's outstanding, and we appreciate everybody. The UGA Hoops Mafia even tweeting in at us today, at The Real Butthead, at Jeff Dantzler TV, hashtag UGA Dog Talk. Rarefied air, first time 11-0 since 1982. Georgia won 17 straight from the second half of the 45 season through the opener of 47, primarily encompassed by the 1946 undefeated SEC champions. It went 11-0, won every game by at least 10 points. Second longest winning streak in history, beat Tech in 79, 16-3, great game, Rex Robinson. Went 12-0 in 1980, beat the Vols, beat the Cal Berkeley Bears in 81. That was 15 in a row. This team has matched that. And KB, hopefully, we'll be seeing on January 11th, 15-0 and 19 in a row. And we've talked about this. I brought it up with Kirby last week as well. No doubt, talking about how you respond when things don't go your way. That 4-0 last year after the loss to Florida was a tremendous building block to this year. And Kirby absolutely agreed. We're not where we are this year without the way that team finished last season with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I think that's the starting point. I mean, you look at it and, you know, them coming back in the game against Cincinnati was kind of the, I think, the little jolt that gave those seniors a little hope that, hey, we got something special if we really put ourselves to it. And certainly them coming back made a huge difference, and they just keep building on it, and they're in position to do something very special. And, you know, I believe it's up to them. I really don't think there's a team out there that can beat them without Georgia helping them. And Georgia's done such a great job of just conducting their business and doing the things they need to do to win, what they need to do to tighten up, you know, get a little healthier. Cut those turnovers out.
No doubt, no doubt. Three turnovers yesterday. They've come in bunches, but got to knock those down. Dogs will be just fine. Dogs and Tech coming up at high noon on Saturday. Be sure to follow the Georgia Bulldogs. All access, social media, just search at UGA underscore GBSM. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Marketing, providing your inside connection to Georgia Bulldogs Athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content, including the Kirby Smart All Access TV show. Follow at UGA underscore GBSM. I promise we'll get to the phones when we come back. Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. That is 888-81-DOGS. It's the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions. Physical therapy, be unstoppable. A proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. Enjoying the Bulldog Brunch from the fabulous Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey Bulldogs, when you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
You know what's fun about the holidays?
Yep,
it's shopping. Well, the Georgia Lottery and Fantasy Five are about to up the fun with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Every week in November, five winners will win $5,000 to go shopping. Just enter your non-winning Fantasy Five ticket at fantasy5giveaway.com. And who knows? You could win $5,000 to buy whatever you want. It all happens in November. So play Fantasy Five from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, a.k.a. the Dog Pound. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dogs.
Sometimes we forget how easy it is to save energy at home. So Georgia Power is here with a little reminder, because it's often as simple as a twist to switch to LED bulbs, or as easy as a lift to move furniture away from air vents. It could be the flip of a switch to turn off the lights in an empty room. One way or another, these small changes can make a big difference, helping you save energy for the bigger things in life. Visit georgiapower.com/energy efficiency for tips and programs to help save energy and money.
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It is the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill. Very proud of Josh for his opening order. Coming pretty strong. You know, jumping in there with the Creole omelet. That's hard to beat.
I'm hearing that the cook is having to go catch some more shrimp down at, is it Lake Oconee they get them from?
The executive chef, the great Burke Lumpkin, said, you guys, you know, kind of take it easy on the bacon-wrapped shrimp. We're starting to run out here, so every table's getting three orders.
Well, I think every table should really get four orders, because that would be an even 16.
That's right. And you can also get the KBLT. You have arrived when a sandwich is named for you, my friend.
And it's quite the interesting sandwich. It's the combination of French toast and a BLT. And,
hence the KBLT.
It can. You need to wash your hands after it.
Yes.
They're sticky.
Might want to put one of those bibs like when you eat lobster.
Yeah, and most people get a little some get shaken when I mix up the mayonnaise and the syrup.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's whatever compliments the KBLT the best way. That's what you got to go with.
I appreciate that.
Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-813-2947. That is 888-81-DOGS. To the phones we go. We have JP from Marietta, Georgia. Hey, JP, thank you for holding it. Welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I really my wife and I really enjoy you guys every Sunday morning, and then, of course, coming home from the game. So, Kevin, it was great to see you yesterday, Toto Indigo. That was me as you were coming in, speaking to you about the old club days down in Buckhead many decades ago.
But, I do remember.
But, I'm glad you do. I sure don't remember a whole lot. But, yeah, I'm a proud 80 grad and national championship year graduate and 41-year season ticket holder. And I was just telling Gus, I pulled my old 80 Coca-Cola bottle off the mantle here with all my Bulldog stuff in the championship season. And I just wanted to point out to some of the younger dogs out there the difference in this year's defense. And you know, our national champion defense, it's hard to say, but 41 years ago, Florida, the last three games of the year were Florida scored 21 on us, Auburn 21, and Tech 20, and, of course, Notre Dame only 10. Excuse me. So it's just incredible the difference, the point I want to make, and then I'll let y'all run. But the defense this year is 0-3-7-6. So zero, it's just amazing. And I thought our defense in 80, the Junkyard Dogs, was the greatest ever. But we're witnessing an amazing generational thing here, fellas, as y'all know, that this defense is superb. And we got to do it this year, and we will do it. And so go, you hairy dogs.
All right. Thank you there, JP. And, yeah, this defense has been special. And I think throughout the college football season, Kevin started hitting on this back as early as September, that Georgia had been the most consistent team. And I think that's kept on going. And it is a long season, and teams are going to hit highs, and teams are going to hit lows. Now, there's a reason not too many teams have gone 15-0. I know LSU did it a couple of years ago. I think Bama did it once. Clemson did it once. But it was hard enough to go through 12-0. But now if you're talking about going 15-0, it's very difficult to do that. But this Georgia team has answered every challenge. And I do think, like those great teams from the early 80s, starting with the 1980 national champions, they were focused every time they took the field. This team has been focused every time they've taken the field. They play consistent football. And when you're talking about an identity, there is no doubt about it. And I think across college football, the best unit on any team in any conference in the entire country is this Georgia defense. That is this team's calling card.
Yeah, I mean, they I can't say it enough. I mean, you just said it again. They're just confident. They're sure with their assignments. Their communication is solid. And right now they're playing at a level that no team has been able to match. Doesn't mean they won't see that.
Sure.
But I believe that their confidence and their determination will give them that ability to deal with the adversity that every team is going to see at different points during a march to a national championship.
And another big thing, and I think about the 80 team and certainly the national championship game against Notre Dame with the Kelly boys getting the fumble on the kickoff with Frank Ross and Chris Welton teaming up to get the fumble. That team capitalized, and this team has shown that ability. And when you get that opportunity, when it's a tight game, when that other guy makes a mistake, we talk about this a lot, it's one thing to get a break, it's another thing to take advantage of the breaks. And this team has created breaks, and this team has been able to capitalize on those opportunities.
Yeah, you know what, and they keep doing it, you know, and they get extra opportunities from how aggressive their defense is playing. I think that's the one thing that when people say, oh, Georgia's defense is carrying them, Georgia's defense is playing at a level that no other college defense is playing at right now. But that does have a little influence on the offense, but Georgia's offense is just so consistent right now. I didn't even say it's boring. And it's great to be boring and to average 41 points a game because we have the ability to get exciting. And when we see those teams, we will do that. That's what we've done all year. We've played the right way to win every game so far, and we will keep playing the right way to win every game.
I want to give Matt Luke and the offensive line a lot of credit. Been without Jamari Salyer for the last three games. Broderick Jones has stepped in and done a great job. Of course, lost Tate Ratledge five plays into the season against Clemson. Thinking about Warren Erickson, so versatile, played center and guard yesterday with Erickson. He had that flu bug last week up at Tennessee. Xavier Truss stepped in and played well. KB, we didn't get a chance to hit on it that much yesterday. But to get guys like Amarius Mims in there, big Devin Willock in there, got a lot of those younger players, got some critical snaps yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was we were looking at it, and, you know, watching those young offensive linemen come in, they were sure of themselves.
Yes, sir.
Now, did they grade out as high as they could? Absolutely not. Their first game probably getting in there and seeing it. But, you know, knowing the assignments, doing your right communication, that's the first step to being a good player on the field, knowing that you can handle the classroom part and transition it to the field.
No doubt about it. 888-81-DOGS, 888-813-2947, 5-Market Realty Hotline. Let's go to Sean from over in Evans, Georgia. Hey, Sean, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
I just have to say, how about them dogs?
Yes, sir.
And 11-0 for the first time since 1982. I was 9 years old back in 1982, and the game, it was just awesome. But execution got a little sloppy at times, but that defense with Jordan Davis, Channing Tindall, Carter, and just the whole defense just seems no escape from them. No matter where you turn, they're right there on you.
And Sean, I think once again you hit on it there. By the way, I was 10 in 1982, so we're right at the same age. But there are just so many guys, and you think about a player like Channing Tindall. Of course, N'Kobe Dean, bona fide All American there. But Tindall and Quay Walker, they're right there. I mean, that three player rotation, and you're talking about guys in Walker and Tindall who didn't become starters or full-time players. You know, they played a lot, they helped, did a lot of things. talking about becoming stars until their senior year. I just look at that trio of inside backers, and I know we've said this about a lot of guys on this Georgia defense, but there's no way any team in the country has a trio of inside backers as good as those three.
No, and I think, you know, when you look at the guys that the next three up, let's take it like that, you're going to see that's really where the recruiting is taking over for Kirby and bringing in players that are four and five stars that are developed already, that have that hunger and have the mentality to get better both physically and mentally. You can't do one without the other, and that's the biggest challenge to all these guys coming out of high school, to really perfect both yourself in a weight room, both yourself in the classroom, and both yourself in the field of play. And it's not easily done, Jeff, and sometimes it takes these guys 2 and 3 years to gain the confidence of Coach Smart and their, you know, their position coach, because it doesn't happen without winning their confidence, and sometimes that's the most frustrating thing for these athletes.
It's been a tremendous march, and it starts with recruiting, and it goes to development, and then there's the all-important retention. And when Jordan Davis said after that Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl win, I'll see you next season in Charlotte, that was a huge injection of hope for greatness in 2021. PGA Tour season underway. Georgia Bulldogs, most alums on tour. Georgia people, the Bulldog Nation, join these proud alumni in having a vested interest in their success by the Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge. Participants can pledge a fixed amount of money for each birdie made by any number of our 11 Georgia Bulldogs on tour. For any desired amount of time throughout the season, demonstrate your passion and support of the Georgia Bulldogs by joining the Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge today. Just visit the GeorgiaBulldogClub.com. Go Dogs. We are having a great time here at the Hilltop Grill here after every Bulldogs game. That includes next Sunday after the Tech game. We love it. 10 till noon, best part of the week, Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
For the last 4 years, BMW has helped provide 9.3 million meals to Feeding America. With this year's program alone, we hope to continue to grow and further build connections with the local food banks in your community. So right now, during BMW's Drive to End Hunger test drive event from November 18th through the 22nd, your test drive will help provide 200 meals to Feeding America, and you'll receive $1,000 towards a new BMW. Visit your local BMW center for details.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. We believe family makes us stronger. If being part of a work family is important to you, if you're looking for a home rather than just a job, then now is a great time to make a change. We invite you to join our family of caregivers in skilled nursing or home health. Connect with our recruiters right now. Just email hireme@pruitthealth.com. That's hireme@pruitthealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Completing your Georgia football weekend with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be a part of today's show by calling toll-free at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It's the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions. We are live from the Hilltop Grill. This crab bisque, Sundays only. Fantastic. KB, great job getting the community fries. Thank you, sir.
I'm telling you,
best gumbo in the world.
That gumbo's outstanding.
It's incredible. Josh, how are you liking the Creole? Two thumbs up over there from both Siskel and Ebert.
Josh likes it so much he asked if we were doing the brunch tomorrow.
Yes, well, we could always come in, which just reminded me of a great Homer Simpson. I love it when the fat guy argues with the bald guy. All right, Georgia fans, stop by the UGA bookstore today, 1-3, right after the brunch. Meet Georgia great, two-time Masters champion. That's royalty. Bubba Watson signing copies of his new book, Up and Down. Shop the UGA bookstore for the best of Bulldog clothing and gifts. The UGA bookstore, located next door to Sanford Stadium, open every day and online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA bookstore, it's where the dogs shop for all of their Christmas gifts. We're having a great time here with the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill. Still got 30 minutes to go. Don't forget, Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-81-DOGS. That's 888-813-2947. Big hello going out to the Marsh Dog from St. Simon's and his dog, Munson. We got 30 minutes to go. It's a Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldogs. When you've been sidelined with injury, consider physical therapy to get you back in the game. At PT Solutions, it's no pain, all game. We stay on the forefront of innovation, driving the exploration of the very best ways to keep you in motion. To request an appointment at one of our many locations in Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast, visit ptsolutions.com. PT Solutions, be unstoppable. Proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs.
For Bulldog fans, Athens, Georgia is a special place, but it's also a great place to live, retire, or invest. If you're thinking of buying real estate in Athens, you need to work with Five Market Realty. Five Market is a Bulldog 100 company that specializes in Athens area real estate. Whether you want a home, a game day condo, or an investment property, you need a local Athens company like Five Market Realty to help you find the right one. Get started today and connect with Five Market Realty at 5mrealty.com.
Travel different this year with America's number one RV dealer network, Camping World and Gander RV. There's a whole world to explore, and with new 2022 RVs starting at less than $5 per day, there's no better time to start new adventures. We are your one-stop shop for everything RV and have the best selection of RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready for wherever the road takes you. Start your adventure at one of our seven Georgia locations or visit campingworld.com today. See dealer for full details. Offers expire 12/31/21.
You know what's fun about the holidays? Yep, it's shopping. Well, the Georgia Lottery and Fantasy Five are about to up the fun with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Every week in November, five winners will win $5,000 to go shopping. Just enter your non-winning Fantasy Five ticket at fantasy5giveaway.com. And who knows, you could win $5,000 to buy whatever you want. It all happens in November. So play Fantasy Five from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Alongside Kevin Butler, here again is your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It's a Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. PT Solutions, a proud supporter of the Georgia Bulldogs. Phone numbers to join us on the Five Market Realty Hotline. Five Market Realty, Athens local real estate company, helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens at 5mrealty.com. There's a man named Jeb Bradbury who runs the show over there. Let's go to that Five Market Realty Hotline. We've got Greg with us from Cumming. Greg, good morning to you, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, guys. I'm an Alabama fan, and I just want to say y'all having a great season this year, and I'm hoping that when game day comes up for the SEC championship, y'all, the motor on the bus will lock up, and we'll get to play the Falcons instead.
Well, Greg,
well,
I appreciate it.
That game will be over at halftime if y'all play the Falcons.
Yeah, I think you guys have got it. And, of course, Bama, I mean, what Emperor Saban has done is incredible. And one of the things that just through the years that's funny to me, whenever Alabama loses a game and people start to write their epitaph, that is a bad mistake. That only makes them stronger.
Yeah, you know what? And you know, their consistency over the last 10, 12 years is just, you know, unmatched in college football. So never mark them off. They, you know, they reload. They don't have to go out and start over. And you know, they've got a defense that's not been Alabama-like, but still, they are that team that when the challenge comes, their talent and their effort and their success rises with them. So we have never gotten over them in recent years. And in order to accomplish our goals, we're going to have to get over them this year. And, you know, that's the next step for University of Georgia.
And incredible numbers put up in the Alabama passing game yesterday. It was a great game, beat Arkansas yesterday. Let's go to
– yeah, that's the team we beat 37-0.
There you go. Let's go to Dina from Monroe. Good morning, Dina, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hi, thank you for taking my call this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to compliment our student section. We probably have the best student section in all collegiate football. They're there. They're there early. The section is packed before the rest of the fans get in the stadium, and I just wanted to give kudos to them.
Dina, I think you are spot on, and I know for the Arkansas game, it hit me because we were pushing. That was at B Elite early, loud, intense, tough, electric, and that game kicked off at noon. I got in there about 10:45 or so, and the student section was packed already. Same for Kentucky, and what that brings, and one of the things I'd never thought about this, Kevin, you know, obviously from a player's perspective, you can chime in on this. But Kirby talked about it when the team comes in to warm up, whatever it is, 90 minutes or so before the game. And to see that student section already packed in there, you talk about turning up the electricity.
Oh, no, you love it. I mean, that's, you know, I don't think that the players for one second misinterpret that. You know, they know that that student section is there. That's who they're with when they're in campus and going around. You know, I've heard a couple of players that get asked, is it different on campus? He goes, oh, yeah, it's different on campus. You know, they know who we are. We know who they are. We're all in this together. And that's how, you know, football has always been since grammar school and high school and college. You still have that camaraderie. You still have that feeling. So, you know, when Georgia's football is winning, everybody on Georgia's campus is winning. And that's all the sports, all the different academic schools, they all are enjoying the success that the football team brings the university, and that's the big picture.
It creates a standard, and it creates a spirit. Plus, football is so early out of the gate, and the Lady Dogs play Alabama State today, by the way, at 2 o'clock after the last
game. You'll be
game.
Calling that
yes,
game?
Yes, I will. I asked Joni, who, by the way, was honored yesterday.
That's exactly right.
She always Coach likes it when I talk about her fashion. First thing, I went over this morning for shoot around. She said, how'd you like my red pants yesterday? I said, Joni, you always look great out there. Said Kevin and I. We commented on it.
Absolutely.
As we're contractually obligated to do. But,
no, we're not.
But she talked about it and said.
Good, because we love her.
I love Joni. And she you know, I said, Joni, talk about what the football team's doing. She goes, oh, my gosh, just the standard that it sets. And I've asked a couple of the players, and, you know, they're in class together, at the dorms together, eating together. We got the football team going good. You know, these kids in these other sports, we got to step up our game, too. That's
well, yeah,
huge.
And then you know that the women's basketball team, the men's basketball team, whoever's playing, when those football players come in here to watch them and support them, hey man, that's the level. You wanna do what they do for you. You wanna do for them, and that's
sure.
The standard. And I like it. I think the coaches probably love it. You know, anybody that doesn't love the only people that don't love it, they're gonna be like Georgia Tech this weekend. They're not gonna like anything they see, hear, feel, taste, and feel on Sunday morning. It's just gonna be a beatdown of epic proportion.
I am just hoping that 168 hours from now, I'm smiling ear to ear, my friend.
I guessed before the game this past week, I said the total in 2 weeks.
Yeah, was going to be 106-9.
Yes.
And it was 56-7 yesterday. I'll take a 50-2 win right now.
We ain't giving them a two. They would talk about that. That would be their highlight film next year. Yeah, we lost most games, but watch this safety Georgia gave us. No. And not going to happen.
While we have a moment, we will look ahead towards the enemy, our landmark Athens Dodge look ahead. Look ahead, brought to you by friends from Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Proud to partner with the Georgia Bulldogs in the constant pursuit of excellence. Expect more and get more with the best selection at AthensDCJR.com. You can customize your car. That's right. They've got the experts. You can go in there. You want this color interior. You want this amenity or that amenity. And by the way, in my new beautiful Jeep Grand Cherokee, got the auto start there. Get the heater on in the morning. You've got a heated steering wheel. Very nice. So I love my brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee. My buddy David DeBrock to his staff, they do a great job at Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. So go by and see them. Hey, Thanksgiving Thursday, hit by for a little Black Friday, and then the Tech game on Saturday. Make it a triumvirate for the weekend. Tech, five of their losses by single digits. Yesterday, obviously, they put nothing into the game. They are all in for the Dogs, and they would like nothing more than to spoil Georgia's perfect season. Tech's best player, they got a couple of good quarterbacks. Their best player, Jahmyr Gibbs, a terrific all-around back. He had a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown 2 weeks ago against Boston College. So the plan is to follow KB's advice. Kick it deep, kick it out of the end zone, because that is the type of play. Now, if you talk about the underdog having a chance, it's those types of plays that give them that chance. So
yeah,
don't give Gibbs a chance to run a kickoff back.
No, I get you. And I, you know me. That's I think it's the best play on a kickoff at any time, anywhere. And if the weather's fine and it doesn't, have any effect on kickoffs one way or the other, I would certainly do that. I think Kirby does like testing these teams. I tell you, we've got a lot of starters. We've got a lot of big, fast, physical guys on our kickoff team. I saw Charleston Southern yesterday kind of take that first one out. They made it all the way to the 12th, and then the fair catches started going up. But, I think Georgia Tech would be smart, even if it's infield. You take the fair catch, try to get to the 25. Most teams have not gotten to the 25. And, hey, what do you do on the playground? Draw the line in the sand, say, I dare you. I dare him to try to run it back.
Double dare you.
Double dare.
Gibbs is a dude, so that's just something to keep an eye on there, and that is our Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Look ahead. Let's go to Rodney from over in Jackson County. Rodney, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Good morning, fellas. Hey,
Rodney.
Congratulations on the 850th win. I believe it's the 850th win. My question is, once Texas and Oklahoma come into this comes into this conference, do we have time to play teams like this? Because I wanted to watch the game yesterday, and of course it was on ESPN app. And but they get to see the seniors get honored. They get to see Jordan Davis get honored. They get to see Stetson Bennett get honored, or any other seniors. And I'm just wondering, I know we've got a long way to go, but my question is, once we start expanding the SEC, are we going to keep playing small schools like this? Thank you, and go Dawgs.
All right. Thank you very much.
No, I do not think we will.
I think you're right. I think you will see these games minimized. At most, you might see one every 3 or 4 years or so.
Yeah,
but
I just don't see how with the expansion.
I think you're going to go to 9 conference games for one thing.
Yeah, and then that's going to go. And then, if we want to keep, the Georgia Techs on there and possibly one more that, the home opener at the beginning of the year, that's the best way to do it. So got a shout-out to my sister-in-law, Andrea and Jimmy.
Andrea and Jimmy, there you go.
Where are y'all?
And, yeah, zeroing in. By the way, Georgia at 850. Bulldogs also all-time. This has been one of those little dreams of mine to get into the top 10 all-time in wins. Tennessee's at 855, Georgia's at 850, USC's at 856. So we're pulling up there.
Is that the 10th place you're looking at?
Georgia's 11th right now in all-time victories. So I'm just telling you, 15 years ago we were a ways back, but we've chiseled away, and especially since 2017.
Who's at number one?
Michigan has the most wins. It goes Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame, Texas and Oklahoma are neck and neck. Nebraska, Penn State, USC, Tennessee, Georgia 11, LSU 12, Auburn 13, Clemson 14.
How close is LSU to us?
LSU is 29 behind us.
And going the opposite way.
This year, yes. Although I think they hung on and beat Lou Monroe last night.
I think if you lose to Lou Monroe, you go. You drop two games.
How many Lou Monroes did you know when you lived in Chicago?
I used to work for a guy named Lou Monroe down at the old printing factory. What'd y'all print? Well, it was called money back then. But it wasn't real.
But that would certainly be something to hang your hat on. And we've talked about the record against the rivals. Georgia's won 10 straight at Grant Field, 16 of the last 19 against Tech. Georgia's won 14 of the last 17 against Auburn, 4 of the last 5 against the Florida Gators, and 10 of the last 12 against Tennessee. And every game's important. Every game means a lot. But beating those rivals and the regularity with which Georgia has done that is something I'm very proud of.
We should play. I mean, you know my feelings about that stadium. You know, as we called it last year, I think the Cement Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be cool that, like, every time we beat them, we take, like, a piece of cement out of the stadium, and then eventually it would fall down.
Well, that's what David
Dukes would
tell
you,
right?
And that would be the ultimate victory. Not only did we beat them 27 times in a row, when we left, their stadium fell down.
Dookie said that was going to happen with the Erector set, remember? All right, yeah. We have our friend, Dr. Gary Orris, a great Bulldog. He is on the line with us on his way from the Hilltop Grill back to Cumming, Georgia. Gary, thank you for holding and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Thanks, guys. I want to talk Heisman. Jordan Davis, okay, he's the number one defensive lineman in the country, on the number one defense in the country, on the number one team in the country, an unofficial member of the Red Coat Band, and how they found a red coat jacket that would fit him, I have no idea. And now he scored a touchdown. So I want to see C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young play the defensive line. Let me see if they can compete with how versatile this guy is.
Dr. Orris, all I can say is ditto. That was very well said. I mean, he is, to me, when you're looking at this season, and we all know so much of the stats, it is a stats award with a quarterback position, but what he's meant to what has been the most consistent and best team in college football this year, and to kind of get that cherry on top with the touchdown yesterday, he has been the leader on the best unit in college football. Now, I absolutely believe he should be a legitimate candidate for the award, Kevin.
I think he can. I was just trying to look, the stats yesterday, all really you can see about Jordan is scored a touchdown. And I think that hurts him outside of the Dog Nation. We know his value. There's no doubt in my mind that he is, if it's the Heisman or whatever, he is in that most valuable player conversation for college football this year. There's several different awards he's up for. He's already a finalist.
For Outlet and Lombardi and Nagurski.
Yes, I think. I'm not sure about Nagurski.
But for the lineman and the top defender, yeah. he's in all these things.
Heisman, I think, it's gone to where these younger guys that vote for the Heisman, I think a lot of them, when they make their first prediction of the year, they'll do anything and everything to act like they were correct. And they'll try to stick. I told you this is, this is why I think it's the eye test, and certainly it's stats. And I think when you look at anybody outside, when they look at Jordan, the stats aren't going to be as flashy as his play if you watch the games.
Unfortunately for defensive linemen, and obviously you've got tackles and sacks and all that, but for offensive linemen, you could see what a player grades out. Let's just say Jamari Sawyer against Florida graded out at 94%, which is incredible. For defensive linemen, the best guys don't always get the stats because they're getting double and triple teamed, and I wish there was a way to quantify that. We will talk with Toby from Athens as we wind things down, running into a timeout with the Bulldog Brunch presented by PT Solutions from the Hilltop Grill on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
It's Saturday in the fall, and you know what that means. It's time for UGA football and SEC championship savings at Gwinnett Place Ford and Gwinnett Place Nissan, a.k.a. the Dog Pound. When you shop with us, you'll always get the W. Plus, mention savings code Butler for an extra $1,000 added value to your trade-in. Only at the home of the nice guys. We'll see y'all between the hedges this season. Let's go, Dogs.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Life is unpredictable, but having the right team in your corner matters. This is Neil Hondo Williamson. If the unexpected happens and you need to call an audible, let our championship team guide you to a better place. Merriweather & Tharp LLC, the Atlanta Divorce Team, proud partner of Georgia Bulldogs Athletics and one of America's fastest-growing companies 5 years in a row. Visit us online at theatlantadivorceteam.com for thousands of pages of free divorce resources.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go. O'Charley's!
Who says Georgia football is only for Saturdays? We're satisfying your dog football hunger with the Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Once again, here's your host, Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. It's the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill as we head down the home stretch here. Five Market Realty Hotline, 888-81-DOGS. That's 888-813-2947. Great job by Josh Connor today, stepping in for the famous Road Dog. And Josh, good job of eating as well with the old Creole omelet. The great legend Kevin Butler sitting to my left, a smoking hot brunette sitting to my right now. So that's a good thing. As we jump to the phones,
we've got Josh you're talking about.
Toby with us. Well, he's a brunette as well.
Oh, my.
Very handsome, very handsome.
All right,
we've got Toby with us from Athens.
Shrimp make you
Toby,
crazy.
Thank you for holding, and welcome to the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill.
Hey, Jeff. This is Toby Vaughn. We've met before. I'm calling to talk about our team winning a national championship. It's okay. Obvious we have the talent to win the national championship, but elite offenses can score a lot of points on elite defense. At some point in the Final Four, we're going to have to outscore somebody. Now, remember, at the beginning of this year, there was no competition for quarterback. It was very clear who was the most talented. Our team is so good this year that any backup quarterback in the United States could have gone 12-0. Remember, it's the team, not an individual player. But when we get into Final Four, Kirby needs to put his best players on the field, and he needs to get JT ready. If not, just if he starts Stetson against Alabama, just look at the tape from last year. Georgia loses by 14. That's all. What do y'all have to say about that?
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Toby.
Well, let me tell you one thing. I played on teams with defenses, and there were great offenses come around. You know, Georgia's faced a lot of great offenses, and they were all great offenses on Friday. They were all great offenses on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening. Because they played Georgia, all of a sudden, well, they weren't that great. You know, that's the old media spin. Georgia's defense can certainly win them championships because they are elite. When you have an elite defense, they're going to do special things, just like an elite offense is going to do special things. I just don't see this defense all of a sudden giving up 30, 35 points, which people now are talking about Alabama doing, talking about Ohio State doing to a Georgia defense. You know what I'd say? Same thing that defense is saying in the room. Bring it on. If you think you can, then do it. I believe in our defense. I believe in our dogs. And just like LSU did it a couple of years ago, nobody's doing that to this defense.
And when it comes to the quarterback position, Kirby Smart and the staff, they are playing the quarterback that they feel like gives them the best chance to win. And going back to the Auburn game, when Georgia put in some heavy run-oriented quarterback plays, that played into Stetson's strength, and that is an X factor for him. And that's where Todd Bunkin, who is an excellent play caller, is able to balance what Stetson is able to do with his feet and open things up for the other backs, KB, and for the passing game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you also see about this team is, you know, if you're playing Alabama, you better have a quarterback that can move, or else you're helping Alabama
yes.
be a little bit better. And that means collapsing that the pocket right there. If your quarterback has the ability to get outside and run and can run past some of these guys, make it around a corner, it's an easy decision to see who plays quarterback. If you're in a position to where you've got a good offensive line and they're putting, they have three or four rushers, well, JT would be a great guy to get that ball downfield. I think Stetson has to throw a more effective long ball
mm-hmm.
moving forward. But I think with his skills at quarterback, his skills with his feet, and the skills that he has around them and other players, Stetson is our guy we need to go with. And if you have to bring somebody off a bench, we are in tremendous shape bringing JT off the bench.
And that's the thing. Everybody's got to be ready. You never know when those mathematic baptisms by fire are going to happen, my friend.
Exactly right. Just like, because I thought after Jordan Davis scored yesterday, I thought they were going to bring out one of them square toe shoes, put it on him, and then let him kick the PAT.
Pull a little Lou Groza out
that
there, huh?
Been unbelievable.
Hey, I want to say hello, my dad and Patty, my Uncle Joe, and my mom down in Statesboro, all listening in. I know it was great for you to see Team Butler yesterday, the matriarch and the patriarch, Sheridan JoJo. My favorite part of the week after the Bulldogs win, the Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill. Gus Wedekamp, great job today. Thank you to the one and only Josh Connor. Great
Josh
job today,
best.
Young man.
He has been baptized now.
Yeah, and the great Kevin Butler to my left.
Well, that's using that term loosely.
I'm Jeff Dantzler. You mean left? Thank you so much for listening.
You need to make sure you get your brunettes right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get her straight. Bulldog Brunch from the Hilltop Grill, presented by PT Solutions. Go Dogs on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Go Dogs.
On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, you've been listening to Bulldog Brunch, presented by PT Solutions Physical Therapy, live from the Hilltop Grill in Athens. Today's show has also been brought to you by PT Solutions Physical Therapy. Be unstoppable. Proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Gander RV and Outdoors of Atlanta. Five Market Realty. Athens Local Real Estate Company. Helping you move to Athens, retire to Athens, or invest in Athens. Visit 5mrealty.com. Landmark Athens Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And by the Hilltop Grill in Athens. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, powered by Learfield and JMI Sports. Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!